The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Disgusting Universe, Music Review, Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
And it just became part of your like regimen, you know, and then you're like, yeah. Oh, this is kind of like swimming practice or something, and I enjoy it.
Yeah,
you know, and like they yell at me, coach yells at me if I don't come to swimming practice, so I better do that too, you know, because I want coach to be happy because I work with him as well.
Yeah, but it's less, I think, that, and it was more me like, because it was something I needed to do. I needed like a creative outlet that was different than music. But then there was a time in the beginning where we were like kind of like taking it more and more seriously, and I was like, it's kind of turning into another music thing. It felt like that for a second. Not like it's bad, but it was turning into like another, you know.
Oh, this was
the podcast. Yeah, oh, you're talking about in the beginning, you know. And I think there was like a switch that we hit at some point where it was just like, we just fucking do this,
right?
And not like we're not taking it seriously, but it's like it was less the, you know, I don't know, just
it was different. It was different in a way.
Maybe
I know my attitude was different. I was much more of like a stat hound at that time.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I was a crazy stat hound. Like I would give you the update like every day, like sometimes a couple times a day, like cuz there'd be something that would happen.
Depending
or like,
Yeah. No, totally. And I think that once that, because and then you would also get discouraged if we had a bad day and you'd be like, "I don't know if I want to do this." And I'm like, "Fuck, no, like it's fine, you know."
Right. Yeah.
But at the same time, like I get that mentality.
And because that's like the that's music why I'm not thing. A stat hound anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I pay attention to, like,
stat
how...
Stat hound.
I pay attention to how other podcasts are doing, kind of, you know, that are kind of in our group, like, quick milestones they're hitting. And then I kind of, I briefly look at it, you know, really.
Yeah.
And,
But at the same time, people aren't...
I do it for other reasons now.
People aren't necessarily that forthright with their true stats. You know, especially with podcasting, you don't really know unless they're like on YouTube or whatever.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned at this point, we have enough listeners that I know and appreciate and enjoy doing it for that's cool.
Exactly.
You know, and then this has like a weird therapeutic value.
Yeah, that's
kind of like once we kind of relaxed and like stopped like, oh, we have to always have like a focused thing, and it has to be like we stopped worrying about being entertaining all the time, I think, or something. I don't know what it is, but like there's a point where you can watch the nervousness on our voices going down, you know, where we're just like we kind of stop caring in a good way, if that makes sense.
And we had to go through some things. Like it's funny how over the course of this podcast, for how, you know, relatively small it is, how we've also like we've gotten haters. You know, we've gotten gotten drama.
We've had
drama in the outside world. We've had, you know, interesting guests, and we've had, you know, all sorts of strange things that you're kind of like, oh, that's more like a big boy podcast would have.
It is
kind of those.
It's kind of weird. Like people take it more seriously than
they do. They do. Like when certain people we know, I guess, heard about it, it was like a.
Was really weird.
Yeah.
It was really weird. It was like, if they said they were doing, like, you know, a bunch of paintings about work and I was, like, in one of them or whatever, I wouldn't care.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't care enough to go to the gallery to see how I was being depicted.
Right. And then, no, but you imagine a world where you do really care and you went to the gallery and you saw yourself and they depicted you as a mean Craig.
And they took notes. I mean, they took notes.
They took notes.
From what I understand, that the parties in question took notes with times, episode titles and everything, with the times of like when we said things that were awful or that would be like, you know, get us in trouble with the proper authorities that they were trying to report us to.
They were trying to cancel us.
Well, they were trying to work cancel us.
They were trying to work cancel us. Yeah. Still, it's a form of canceling.
Yeah, no, they were trying to, like, you know, they were trying to...
Ultimately, I'm flattered. Because it means... I think that means you're doing something right.
I don't know. I just think that it means that people are really looking for somebody to war against. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a huge war going on, and there's a real lack of bad guys.
Yeah.
And that's trouble.
Well, it is, but there's also, like, there are bad guys out there.
But there's not enough. There's not enough. There's not enough, like, true drama.
Right.
You know, there's just not, like, enough. Yeah. And people are starved for it. And they want to find, like, that thing that involves them. They want it in their life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And there's just not enough drama. And, like, the TV tries to make up for it. That's kind of, like, what entertainment has become. As society has become more safe and secure and less... filled with death and peril, like, the more exciting our technology to entertain us has become to fill that void. We don't have to worry about the Mongols coming over the hill, you know, so we have to have something to keep us agitated, because that's our natural state, is to kind of be worried about shit, because, like, that was how you lived in a natural environment.
Yeah.
So again, like, we are, but we, it's a false, you know, so we're like, we're looking for something that'll make all of this media hype feel real.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because I was talking to someone about this the other day where, you know, the technology has greatly surpassed our own biological evolution. In a lot of way, like our mental evolution, we have.
How so?
Well, I think, you know, we've got crazy computers and crazy phones and all this internet and all this, these magical tools at our disposal, but we're still dealing with, like, mammalian fight or flight, like, years and years of, like, looking out for snakes all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, but we're still, I think, closer to that than the people you would imagine with this kind of technology. You see what I'm, saying? Like,
well, that's part of it. That's what they're trying to get the computers to have, in a way. Maybe not like that see a snake everywhere sort of thing, but yes, it wants that quantum computing of the human brain, where you can be the reptilian being and you can be the reasonable, rational being, and then you can be, you know, all the other things going on all at once, and it all moves together in that one thing. And a computer's not like that. A computer's just a thing.
It's linear. You know,
it can do multiple projects at once, but it doesn't have, like...
It's still like a grid. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or, like, it's ones and zeros, ultimately.
It's classical linear, you know, that sort of deal. Yeah.
But that's why I think, you know, like you said, there's such a need for entertainment and this drama, because we still have this fight or flight mechanism built in.
Sure.
And there's nothing in our world that is actually triggering it. Like, truly, like, the way we're used to, where it's like, I'm running for my life, or I'm hunting this thing, or I'm going to die, or I finally got this buffalo, and I'm bringing it back to the family, and they're so happy. The kind of happy where you bring starved people food. Like, you've never seen people that happy. You know what I mean?
Right.
And all the village ladies just fucking blow you, and it's great.
Okay.
Just scratch that last part.
What's the point again? What were we talking about?
we were talking about... That last one got me distracted. We were talking about how we still have the, you know, reptilian brain fight or flight mechanism going on in our brains, but our worlds are, our technological advancement has made us so safe so that there's no, like, actual triggering of it, but we're so used to being triggered by fear all the time, like having our fight or flight response. So that's why people are, like, anxious and depressed. Like, they don't, we've got all these mechanisms that aren't even being used anymore. So they're kind of starting to atrophy. And so, like, you have, like, these...
I don't know. I think that they're not necessarily starting to atrophy. I think they're being preyed upon by folks that are in the media.
I mean,
they use those natural tendencies.
Right. No, they are.
You know, like,
they
we
are.
See, if you hate the Democratic Party, you see the proverbial snake everywhere. And
right.
if you hate Trump, you see the proverbial snake everywhere.
Right.
Whether there's a snake or not, you may, and you hear those people like make those comments.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's a snake or not, it's a good idea to jump out of the way.
Right.
And they do that same thing politically.
Yeah. Right.
Because there are snakes. They're like, oh, there are snakes. We've seen snakes in the past. And this could be a snake. So let's just assume it's a snake.
A snake.
You know,
yeah.
like, let's keep
Treat
going.
It like a
you
snake.
Know, keep on trucking.
Right. And which, you know, logically isn't terrible,
no.
but it's also like.
It saves time.
It does. It saves time. But at the same, in the same breath, I guess, the way that that's triggered, you've got like a small percentage of people who are going out and truly enacting fight or flight behavior
mm-hmm.
of like confrontation
mm-hmm.
and literal fighting, right?
Right.
But everyone else, it's kind of this like low grade panic. You know what I mean? This sort of constant buzz that goes up and down, but it like, you know, you and me
yeah.
and people all over the, all different kinds of politically oriented people are just kind of like, they feel it, but they're not acting on it. Right.
You know, and that's like, you know, like Fight Club. I mean, that's why it's a good idea. Like, I don't even think it's just necessarily males that need that, but like, it'd be good to go to like someplace and just like get punched in the face a few times and then punch somebody else in the face a few
yeah.
times. It's amazing how much that like, nobody's hurt, you know what I'm saying? And you just go like rough around for
right.
a while or whatever
just
that is.
Just got like a black eye or a whatever.
Or go, you know, fight with people and just be really like, I mean, I think that's one of the things about all the protests that people love. They become addicted to it.
Yeah. No, I'm sure. So I'm sure it is addicting.
To the rush of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Cops and all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they say, you know, the people shouting down with the USA and the people shouting USA have more in common with each other than they do
right.
with me.
Right.
And I think that's the whole thing. Like, you know, all those folks that are just wanting to fight with each other and all that shit, they're all just kind of shades of the same
yeah,
fucking
they
thing.
Are. They're the same person.
If you take away, like, their talking points and who they vote for, they're kind of the same
Can't
people.
We take them all and just put them on a little island and fucking float them out into the ice flow?
No, put them on a little island and then film it. And then
film.
Turn it into
Oh my god, that sounds brilliant. That is great.
Yeah, no, I think that's illegal probably.
Probably.
In most states to like ship people to islands to fight to the death.
Man. We'll work on that. We'll work
well,
on
mean,
that.
Change is coming, Spenny. So,
yeah.
I mean, in our lifetime maybe. In
maybe.
Your lifetime maybe, you'll be able to be a ringmaster of death still.
Or at least watch it.
Just turn this podcast into a ringmaster of, you know, the death games.
We don't have, okay.
Just get on the ground level. Whenever
okay.
they start doing, like, bring black gladiatorial combat.
We thought of it first.
You have to be the Joe Rogan of actual gladiatorial combat. You know, keep
We're
it
bringing
fun,
it back.
It, yeah, bring it
Right. Stakes are high, ladies and gentlemen.
And, you know, a lot of times, like, they didn't kill the gladiators. You know, it wasn't always, like,
no.
the crowd would spare them or the
right.
Lord would spare them and they'd
yeah.
have to fight again. They just had to be brave.
Right.
You know, if you were a coward, and then sometimes they bring in some, you know, they bring in a couple prisoners.
Some Christians.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they bring in a couple hippopotamus or something,
yeah.
and those things would all get killed. But, like, I mean, the actual gladiators, you know, they would sometimes live if they lost.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, all smiles.
All smiles.
For Rome.
100%.
Ancient Rome, that was good times for
it
everybody.
It was good times. It sounds like it was good times across the board.
Yeah, there were no real problems.
No real problems. They had plumbing.
Oh, yeah.
What Plumbings, more do you need?
Togas.
Nambla.
They had the helmets with that big
the brushy
brush, on
brush
the top,
helmets.
On the top.
That's cool.
It's fantastic.
Intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look pretty tall with that
no
on.
No one had seen that before.
Sure.
It was a new thing.
Yeah.
It was a look.
It was, yeah. They invented the mohawk.
No, the Romans were cool because the Roman legions, like, all up until them, there was always, like, the Aztecs had, like, the murder whistles that they would use in combat where they would strike fear into the enemy. And all these people had, like, different tactics
right.
of, like, how to instill psychological fear into the enemy. Like, in Braveheart, you could see, like, all the clansmen doing their thing and everything.
Right.
But the Romans would just stand in formation and just walk silently no matter what happened. They would just walk silently except for the guys running it giving out the marching commands, you know, and fucking flip the shit out of people.
They flipped it around.
They could have like fucking arrows coming down on them and people charging them and they would just be fucking quiet.
Yeah.
I mean, that shows you that like this army's like been fighting.
Yeah, they're like robots. They're like gods at that point. You're like,
they've done this before.
Yeah.
You know, and they're still here.
They're not emotional. They're not like, I'm going to kill you. They're like, another day at work. Just got to keep going this way. Really, I hope an arrow doesn't get me. But, you know, got me last time I lived, so it's fine.
Just freaked people out.
Yeah.
Freaked them out.
Speaking of freaking out, it's Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Hi, I'm Craig.
And I'm Spenny. And we know you guys are freaking out right now because it's a new episode of...
Hit or Shit.
That's right. And that's how we did it this time, and that's great.
How we did. I guess so.
It's great.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But we'll listen back. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I doubt I'll think so.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's too late now, though. That's one thing it is for sure. It's too late now.
That is, yeah. The train's rolling.
Are we doing one of those hit or shits where we just find a new piece of music and we take it off of the Spotify machine and we put it into the ear holes and then we let it bounce around our brain a little bit and then we come out the mouth hole with a... opinion and we tell everybody else about it and then we say goodbye. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Okay. It sounds like you already knew the plan from the get-go.
I don't know who we're doing today.
I don't know who either, and that's part of the fun.
We're gonna do a surprise one today.
Well, I mean, shit, we're gonna go through this list here, you know, we're gonna go through this list and we are going to see who intrigues us. I'm looking at the new releases on the Spotify homepage, and it's, you know, this is all the biggest cats, right? This is all the biggest people. You got to be pretty big to make it on here. You know, you got to be co-signed by some label action.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I'll just rattle off some artists.
Are you seeing some good stuff? Yeah. You're not.
Yeah.
No, there's no excitement at all.
No, that looks great.
Okay, give me some
artists. It looks great, Craig.
So I'm going for ones I've never heard before, or we're just going for what is kind of hot.
I'm just going to read off what's out there.
Okay.
I'm going to let you choose, though.
Okay.
You're the decider.
Okay.
We got Big Sean. We got SZA. We got Ozuna. We got Tekashi 6ix9ine. We got Lil Durk. We got Bryson Tiller. We got Sech. Daddy Yankee and J Balvin on a song. We got Christina Aguilera on the new Mulan soundtrack. We got Josh 685 and Lauv and Tyga on a song. We got Phineas. We got Ava Max, who looks like a porn star. We got Gus Dapperton.
Gus Dust?
Nope, Gus Dapperton.
Oh, I would have gone for Gus Dust.
Yeah, Gus Dust.
Oh, keep going.
Okay, we got Marshmello. Oh. We got Declan McKenna. We got G Easy.
I think
we got A Boogie with a Hoodie, which I don't know if I'm allowed to say. Dirty Projectors, AJR.
Oh, Dirty Projectors.
Yeah, Dirty Projectors.
Them?
I do. I actually interned for the label that they were a part of in town, Marriage Records. Or
they're kind of interesting. I haven't heard anything about them for a long time.
Yeah, they've got a little EP. It's looking like it's called Super Zhao, or you know that. I think that's how you say it. You know the Portuguese J-O-A-O?
J-O.
And there's like a squiggly over the A.
Yeah, I think it's Zhao.
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 Super Zhao.
Super Zhao.
So that's a 4-track EP. That's an option from Dirty Projectors. It looks looking like a Craig.
That's kind of Craig's interest. I'm kind of interested. I'm just kind of waiting for something to intrigue me more than Big Sean, which doesn't really intrigue me very much.
Nah.
But he's kind of the big release this week, I think.
I think you're right. We got Bring Me the Horizon featuring Youngblood. We got Young Boy Never Broke Again. We got Kelsey Ballerini. We got JP Sachs.
You could just be going like, we got movies, surprise, and heavy TikTok, and I'd be like, I don't know any of
Let's see,
you're just saying words to me now.
All right, let's see.
Stop there.
No, let's see if, let's play a little game before you decide, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna name you three, and one of them's just made up off the top of my head, okay?
Okay.
Phil Wickham.
Okay.
Shirley Templeton. Audrey Mika.
Wow. Shirley
This is hard for me. That's okay. Let me try a different. Fuck, this is difficult. Okay.
Was I right? Was Shirley Templeton?
Yeah.
Because Shirley Temple, and you're like, oh, that's somebody that he'll guess a ton.
I had to think it's fast,
like,
man.
You're trying to make up a fake name. My name is Spencer Tun.
My name's Spencer Linton. All right, how about this? Lamelda Van Jess, Rita Springer, or Kevin Morbaciousness? Which one was made up, dude?
Oh, geez, I don't know. Oh, man. I don't want any of that. Okay. I wanted that, but I know. I think I could guess correctly which of those three were made up.
One
that had a complete, didn't have a complete last name. It just like trailed off into like a. I feel like he was made up because I don't know what nationality kind of. Name's just like, it's Tom Flash.
I'm trying to, it's hard to make shit up on the spot. Okay, what about Tricky, Joshua Burnside, Calvin Harris and The Weeknd, or Blackpinkton? Blackpinktonson. What about Katy Perry.
All right, Spencer.
You
remember when we've done fun games that I've brought to the podcast? Do you notice how I always have like a piece of paper with things written down on it?
Yeah, you do.
That's why.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now I'm seeing. Heavy lies the crown. It's true.
Okay, give me one more, and then we're done. I think I've guessed. I haven't really actually guessed because if it's
you've known every time, you've known every time. I can't
try to come up with one. And then do it.
Okay. We got, let's see. Okay. Derek Peters, Rich Brian, Coulter Wall, and Lil Tecca.
Oh, that was pretty good. I don't really know there. It's one of the first two, but I'm not sure which. I say it's the first one.
I shouldn't have made eye contact with you. Should have been looking like I'm reading. Derpy Schmerpletons, Lil Tecca, Ricky Reed. Man, I don't know. What should we do, Craig? What should we do? Let's narrow it down to three. Okay, we got Dirty Projectors, Big Sean, or SZA.
Dirty Projectors.
All right, let's do the Dirty Projects with Super Zhao. Okay. Super Zhao. And so they've got four songs on here, and
how long has it been since their last album? Can you look on Spotify real quick?
Let's see. Oh, it looks like they had a 2019 album.
All right. Well, I just don't care anymore, I guess.
Yeah, no, they came. So they had their Swing Low Magellan thing, which I think that was a pretty big album, in 2012. And they took a break for like 5 years. And
I think that's when I was listening to them. It's like 2012. I don't really. They're one of those bands that, like, I don't know the song names or the album names. I think I just had like a CD with as much of them on it that would fit, and I just listened to it on some road trips quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of that kind of fan with it.
They're a weird band.
Yeah, they are.
But cool from what I've heard. Like, don't they? So yeah, Swing Low Magellan is like their one hit, I would say.
Yeah, a hit.
Hit.
They're not like a hit. They're not that kind of band.
No. Really. They're definitely not.
They're like, I don't know. Just like, if you're like a weirdo, like a middle-aged weirdo, you hire them to play your parties.
Yeah.
With too much money. You know, you can say, I'm like, oh, well, I'm super arty.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hire the Dirty Projectors
to come.
You're like
a gay couple. High-powered, arty, gay, high-powered people.
You know, like Melissa Etheridge's Unplugged thing was not available, so we're going to do Dirty Projectors because that's super edgy. And people.
Well, Melissa Etheridge, that's a little expensive, right? I mean, that's...
Not anymore.
No.
Prices go down after a while.
It's true.
Yeah.
$50? All right, well, let's play...
I think more than $50 for more. I wonder how much it would be to book Melissa Etheridge. We could just hire her to come on the show.
Yeah.
And saying, like, hey, Melissa, come to my window. Just come. She's come down here and just
come
play.
Come to my basement.
Just play it on the guitar one time, you know, uh-huh. and maybe a short interview.
Yeah.
I mean, I think $20,000 would probably cover it.
Yeah. I think so. And a vetting process, most likely, from her agents.
You should talk to your parents and see if they can loan us some money to get Melissa Etheridge on your podcast.
Yeah, Mom.
It'll be hilarious.
Daddy, I want Melissa Etheridge.
Why Melissa Etheridge?
Daddy, get me Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, they would be so
get her now.
They would be so Melissa Etheridge from like the 90s.
Yeah, you know the song. You know the song.
Really?
Yes, that's the one.
I need
$20,000 and I will make it back, I promise.
I will hire her to come sing it to me.
Yeah. And it's over a 10-year plan. I will pay you back in increments of $1 a day.
Oh, you're wasting your life song on dreams of Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. That would be they just wouldn't even know. If you just came and you were totally serious about that, they would just be like, oh, well, you just wait here. We're going to go call the doctor.
Yeah, exactly. That's what would happen. They're like, yeah, we got to go to the bank. We'll take you to the bank right now. But first, we got to make a quick little stop.
Put on this jacket. Yeah. It doesn't have any holes in the sleeves.
It looks comfy. It's pretty cool. It has a rock and roll jacket. Go, 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 go. Get him out of the car. Get him out. Get him out. Get him out. Hey, yeah. Where are you guys going?
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be locked up.
Well,
it'd be fucking funny though. Getting Melissa Etheridge on here would be just a fantastic.
That would be Melissa. Hey, if anyone out there knows Melissa, can you get in contact? Have her people call our people.
Right.
Yeah.
Always welcome. She's always welcome.
Always welcome on the podcast, Melissa. So, and that's the only Melissa that's welcome.
Really?
Anyone else named Melissa can fuck off.
Okay, except I know there's a couple Melissas that listen to the podcast.
Oh, fuck them.
Welcome to call in or anything. That
yeah,
like.
You
don't
can
listen
call
to
in.
Spenny. He doesn't. Why no, do you try to? You know, like, no, you have a bad Melissa story?
No. I don't actually. I like just picking random names
and just being real angry
and hating everyone with that name, like yeah. Colin. Ugh.
What was the big name of your generation? Like what? In your class, like, was the most popular male and female name?
That's a good question.
By your estimation.
It was.
Was there another Spencer at your school?
There was one other, I think. But he was in a different grade and a different, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But there was definitely.
he was so quickly scurrying to whatever car was waiting to lead him away from the bullying that.
Yeah, no, it was me bullying him. Like, you're fucking. Can't have that name. It's my name. You fucking dweeb. Most popular names.
Oh, you're looking it up?
Yeah, from 92.
You just can't think of like a name.
I just
like
Brittany. I don't know. Fucking Brittany? Yeah, there was some Brittany's. There's a lot of Brittany's and like just fucking. There's some Johns. There's always Johns.
Yeah,
there's
certain ones.
Johns.
There's certain ones.
Sam. You know,
but did you have like Trout or any of those or like
no? But we have like Hayden.
Hayden.
Hayden is
that's
like a
like
very
one
like
of your generation.
Yeah,
name.
Hayden. And then there's like in like Brandon. There's always Brandons and Brandos and Brandon.
Hayden Christensen, the guy that played Darth Vader in the Star Wars movies. No.
No, Craig.
You don't think that was all?
I think
they
it
were
came
all
from,
named after that in Britney Spears.
I think it came from Hayden Christian Anderson and his. Lovable books that he wrote.
Hayden Christian Anderson.
Yeah, didn't he write the fairy tales?
Hans Christian Anderson. Not Hayden.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure about that? Yeah. I think it's Hayden Christian Anderson.
Do you want to bet like $50 or $100?
Mm. Yeah, anyway, so the new... so the most popular names in 92 is when I was born. Okay, here we go. We got Michael. at number one.
That's kind of, they're all biblical.
Michael, Christopher, Matthew, Joshua, and Andrew.
Just keep going until you get to the ones that are interesting. Okay. There's some risers.
Zach, Kyle. Okay,
there you go.
Justin.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a big one. Cody.
Uh-huh.
Use some Cody's. Some Eric. Dylan. So, like, Dylan, Cody, Kyle, and Zach. That's like... We're gonna fucking skateboard. We're gonna fucking drink Mountain Dew. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Dylan. Dylan is definitely
Ryan.
Like, no, there are a lot of Ryans. Yeah.
Okay. What about Jordan? You have any Jordans?
No, we got Jordans. Yeah, Jordans. But Jordan happened before you guys because my sister had some friends named
Jordan. Travis. That was before us too.
Yeah, that's an older name, I think.
Derek. Yeah, that's an older one.
Yeah.
Carlos. No. Yeah, all of these. Jesus. What about Garrett?
Garrett. We didn't have a whole lot of Garrett.
Yeah, Garrett's. That's a new one.
We called him Gary.
Garrett. That's what we call. Look, number 99, Spencer.
99? Really?
99. I made it on there. Craig's not on there with the C,
is it?
Well, but you are with a K,
it's
Craig.
It's still phonetically the same.
What?
Pretty much, isn't it?
No, there's no Craig's on here. There's no Craig.
What about girls?
Here's Eric with a K.
Eric?
Seth. You got Seths.
That's biblical.
Oh, you're right. With girls, most popular, I'm promising we're going to get to dirty projectors. Most popular girl names, Ashley, Jessica, Amanda, Brittany, and Sarah. Dude, those are just the... Hi! If you just rattle off, like, I'm going to go hang out with my friends Ashley, Jessica, Amanda, Brady, and Sarah. I don't even think of individual people. I just think of this group that's like, well. Just like with the guys, I'm going to go hang out with Michael and Chris and Matt and Josh and Drew.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're just like,
pretty much.
Together, like,
And then they all have children that make $150,000 a year.
Yeah, inevitably. Oh, Kayla. That's like from, I feel
Kayla,
like.
Yeah.
Kayla.
There were Kaylas before you, though, because I had. Yeah.
No, the girl, Kelsey.
I worked with a really good looking Kayla.
Yeah, they're usually hot and crazy.
Yeah.
Kaylas.
This was probably pretty crazy.
Kelsey, I feel like, is our generation.
Yeah.
Kelsey. Ooh, Melissa.
That's a tie. That's a long. Yeah. That's a old one.
What about Alyssa?
That's you.
That's us. Alyssa with a Y. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit before you.
What about
but
Kimberly?
Now that's all been through. There's so many Kimberlys.
What about Alexis?
No.
What about Brianna?
No, I don't remember very many.
Brianna. Brianna. What about
Crystal? Look up 1971. Okay. See if they change at all. They probably don't. Very much.
I bet they do.
Craig will be like number seven. They just stop.
I wonder.
They just stop naming people Craig.
Well, the top five are pretty much the same. Yeah, you're right. Michael, James, David, John, and Robert. Mm. So they're a little Christianier because the other one you had Joshua,
right?
And Andrew, which is Andrew always reminds me of like
those are both pretty Christiany.
Joshua is like fucking
from the Bible.
Yeah, but it's like Jewy for whatever reason. And I can say that because I'm Jewy. Also,
yeah, you are Jewy as well.
Yeah,
that. He's Jewy, but he's in the Bible. I mean, that's the Bible, right?
Yeah, it is.
So, like,
the Old Testament, though, is Joshua in the Old Testament?
But the Jews are in all of the Bible.
Old Testament.
I know, but it's like I don't know what your point is. You're like, if I say it's an Old Testament, it's a Bible name. You're like, well, it's a Jew name, and I'm like.
Well, because the Jews, their names are in the Old Testament. They're going to go, the Jews are going to go with Old Testament names like fucking Abraham.
Yeah, but they don't ever name themselves Josh. I don't know any Jewish Joshes.
I'm feeling Joshua.
I don't know very
Joshua,
many.
Joshua, get your shmoigles.
I don't know any Jewish Joshes.
You got your shmeckles and your shmeagles. Okay.
I just don't.
And then the popular girl names, Jennifer, Michelle, Lisa, Kimberly, and Amy. Yeah, see, when I think of those names, I do think of, like, women in your general age range. Oh, Jennifer.
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 Oh, yeah, I knew a lot of Jennifers. I knew a lot of Michelles.
They're pretty names.
I know a bunch of Amy's.
Amy's a nice name. I don't mind an Amy. But then let's see, where's Craig at? Craig, Kevin, Thomas, Daniel.
I don't think there's a Craig in there.
Kenneth, Keith, George. 43. Craig with a C.
Craig with a C. Number 43.
Number 43.
Yeah.
Yep. And
not so special after
and
all.
And guess who's your soulmate on the other side?
Who?
Number 43 on the lady side. It's Brenda.
Fuck you.
It's Brenda. That means Craig is the equivalent of...
Fuck. It does not mean that.
It's pretty...
Oh, Brenda. What's the equivalent of your name?
Oh, let's see.
They're smart
let's
shit.
Let's see. I bet it's fucking cooler than Brenda.
It's going to be cooler than Brenda.
Oh, it's going to be something kind of slutty, I bet. Ooh, Holly. Oh, that's actually nice.
Oh, I knew a really good-looking Holly.
Holly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I knew. I know a nice Holly.
Very nice girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I win.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Brenda.
Yep, you're a Brenda.
Fucking asshole. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with a Brenda.
But Brenda, seriously, is not on the top 100 anymore. Neither is Craig.
No.
They're both
Let's look up 2019.
They're all going to be fucking just crazy.
No.
Jaguar.
No, they're trying to get like classier with it. Mm. So we've got Sophia, Olivia, Emma, Ava, Aria.
Oh, so they're all just like
Isabella, Amelia, Mia, Riley.
Turn of the century names.
Mm-hmm. Liam, Jackson, yeah. Noah, Aiden, Grayson, Caden, Lucas, Elijah, Oliver, and Muhammad. Muhammad. I just love how it's like Liam, Noah, Aiden, Caden, and Muhammad.
Well, Muhammad's number one in the world.
No, I know. I'm just like, is it really
then,
number 10 in the U.S.?
And then it's whatever. It's a Chinese name is the next one.
Oh, what if I go to Social Security? Oh, here we... Oh, that's where it was from. Oh, it's a little bit different. Liam, Noah, Oliver, William, Elijah, James, Benjamin, Lucas, Mason, and Ethan.
Yeah, they're all just like late 1800s names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
Too much of like Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they're getting it.
Where are we going to listen to a song?
I guess so. Let's do it. Dirty okay. Projectors has a new EP out, I suppose, and it's
Super
called
Chow.
Super Chow.
And we're gonna listen to the second track.
Super Chow.
It's called "I Get Carried Away."
Okay, I Get Carried Away.
Yeah. So here we
Is
go.
Is this the hit or just a deep
it's
track?
It's the on it.
Okay.
No, it's the hit. It's the hit. It's got the most plays. But this came out like, I don't know, really recently, a couple days ago.
Okay, so it's got like 10 plays in the other one.
It's got like 50. Six. It's got like 50,000 plays.
That's pretty good. Okay.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Let's do it.
Here we go.
All suddenly I strike to the song. All rumble in the wind of the microphone. Throw the burn away. Extract the eye. And the question now you must ask it, will we still win it? Are we astray? Is our instinct in sync with the twisting of fate? Sometimes it's local, sometimes it's crazy. Sometimes it's normal, and I still get carried away. I get carried away.
I don't really know what I expected. You know, once it started, I thought back again to it, and I don't know what I was expecting, really.
I had very next to no expectations, which is good, but... then I remembered kind of what that was all about, what I've heard from them. And then I was like, okay, please, like, can you make it like a song, though? Can you make it like a song and not go into the, oh, you're going to, you're going to go into the, like...
It brought to mind, like, an apocalyptic future in some, like, weird, burnt-out city, and there's some king or clan leader that has, like, some traveling minstrel that shows up and sings this song, and then they just kill him.
They kill him rather than pay him.
That's the story I told myself. They politely listen to the whole thing, and then they're just like, kill him.
Kill.
Yeah, that's what I saw with this. Or like some sort of really just whacked out, like hipsters dressed up like 1920s flappers and like singing ukulele songs to each other.
See, I pictured what you had painted before, where it's like rich, like gay couple house party, and it's going
when did I paint this?
Well, we might have painted it together.
What? I don't remember a gay house party.
I might have thrown in the gay part. But you were saying that they're the kind of band you hire for like your rich arty art party.
Yes, yeah.
Like it's in like a warehouse,
gallery opening or something.
Or like a really connected like arty art house. You know what I mean? Like a white fucking
This is like the band that comes out of the art school that like plays at the art house. Like I had bands when I was in the last Thursday house that would show up to play at our last Thursday event that played not like that, but okay, I'm going to do it with like a ukulele and like this drum that I got from fucking Antarctica or whatever. And I'm going to play it with my tail.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and that was it.
No, totally. And that's what this is, right? But then it's like that plus like, you know, almost 20 years or whatever, 15 years. So now all those art people, they got like advertising jobs. Mm-hmm. They got like, you know, now they're in like one of them's got a swanky house and is bankrolling the poor ones.
Right.
You know, and and he throws the party, and then this guy comes in and they all pretend to enjoy it for...
Oh, yeah.
You know, half an hour,
and then get really drunk. Explain it to each other.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I can tolerate it if I know that it's something I never have to hear again.
Yeah.
This type of stuff. You know, like, oh, that's a weird, like, experimental, like, thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to have to hear it again.
I just... Yeah, no, I'm with you
but
there.
But it's not bad at what it is.
It's not all the way... It's not. But it's also like I get a little mad with music like this. It also does make me mad because I got to be honest, fully honest right now, that I liked where it was going in the beginning.
It didn't go anywhere else but where it started.
But the choices he made as far as like that. You remember that bass drum? That bass drum came in. It was like a buh. Buh.
Yeah.
Buh. And he was like, You know, that came in as like the singular rhythmic element.
Sure.
And to me, I was like, okay, these melodies are kind of cool. And he was playing some like a cool chord here and there.
Yeah. And he was quite talented at the guitar and everything.
Talented at the guitar, doing it all. I like the vocal production and like their pan to either side. And I was like, where's it gonna go? And he just like throws in kind of an off-time lazy bass drum. And then it just starts to like meander over that. And then that's it. And I'm like, I'm pissed at you because you had something good. And you were like, no, but what is good? Mm-hmm. What is good? I think good is when I just have my dog play the bass drum with his tail. And now that's good because I said it. And I'm just like, okay, I get it. I get it, man. You're right. Is that what you want me to say? You're right. It's all subject. Good for you. Now, can you make it good, though? You know, can you make it like actually good now?
Yeah, it's more of a performance piece than it is like music in the sense that we enjoy, I think, generally.
Yeah.
You know, and it always kind of has been. It's an art show music act. You know, that's just what they are.
Can we listen to their hit song? No. Like 2 seconds of it. I just want to remind myself.
Yeah, let's listen to a little bit of it. It's way more palatable than that.
Well,
if I remember correctly.
I remember thinking it was a cool song, actually. And then listening to more of it and being like,
last night, oh, my attention squinting westward at the sunset with a map and a compass. When a man reached up, said something there against the sky, a point of light. Two invisible to give itself to the naked eye
on the shore. Okay, that's not the song I was thinking of, but
oh really?
Yeah. I was thinking of a different band entirely. I must have been.
Oh yeah, it's
because that was equally upsetting. No, not equally. I found it
quite a bit better in like kind of a 60s pop group kind of way. Mm-hmm. It's got kind of like a Belle and Sebastian sort of feel to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you know.
Yeah. I give it a low.
It's just very pleased with itself, and it needs to check in with like kind of somebody outside of the circle a little bit, I think, you know, because I feel like that was a time they're trying to make it. I don't know this new song. I don't know.
Look, I
keep trying to like these guys, and like I've put in some time listening to them, and there's some of it that I like, the instrumental stuff that is kind of just this music sort of stuff that not with him singing. Yeah. I guess I just don't like him singing very much.
Yeah, I don't like him. I think that could be what it is, but I don't know. That song I liked a lot more, and there is a lot of, there's cool ideas, and I do like the production of, like, this was recorded in, like, a empty art warehouse full of light.
Well, it reminds me of, like, Velvet Underground in a way. It's kind of got that sort of feel to it, which I really enjoy, but his vocal just is just not for me, and I don't know how to make that better. But they're kind of like a Smiths in a way that, like, the music is always, like, freaking really interesting. You know, like, even that song that we heard today, the new one, it was interesting. Like, I'm done with it. But, like, man, I haven't heard, like, some sort of, like, weird 20s beach thing like that ever. And, like, I don't know if I want to hear it again, but, like, that was interesting. And the hit is, like, just well-crafted kind of Smithy. Kind of reminds me of the Smiths or Velvet Underground or something like that, and that real like interesting weird thing that you have to listen to like 4 or 5 times to decide if it's got a funk to it or not.
Yeah.
So, but this song for me, I'm just gonna give it like a low or I don't know. Is it good at what it does? Is what it's trying to do? Was it good at what it tried to do, Spenny? I'm trying to judge it on its own turn some and then mix that with my own,
personal.
Like, kind of falling.
Yeah, it was good at what it tried to do. It was.
Was it? Yeah. Yeah. It was.
It was. When you said performance art, it kind of clicked. I was like, okay. He's getting carried away. He gets carried away and playing the song. Fucking is rushing the beat because he's carried away. Like, you know, I'm like, okay. Like, yeah. But this is my personal taste is not fully about it. So I would give it a solid or, you know, but I feel the low or also. But you saying.
Yeah, I'm kind of judging on its own terms to some degree.
That boosts it up for me.
It. Yeah, I think a flat or. Yeah. Just a flat.
At the end of the day, I'm ambivalent. I'm like, go to your, have your fun party, have your art party. And
it's passed
it'll be
out
fun.
On, it's passed out on the floor of or, but it's on or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. That is what it is, you know.
And, you know, I'll forget again and I'll try again with these guys and I'll be again like, oh, yeah, that's what the problems are.
It's so, I don't know. It's like the whitest shit I've ever heard. I think it's devoid of any and all like, I don't know what that means, but that's
so
just how viscerally...
It's so NPR.
Yeah, it's really
NPR. I can just hear like somebody on NPR like telling me how brilliant this was all, like and what it means and all that fucking shit. And probably after they told me and I heard it, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's now I get it
and I like it. I'll buy it.
I have my locally pressed... coffee.
Well, you hear that. It's like you hear this thing after this big tell you what it all means, and then you get that music and you try to incorporate it into your life, and then without the person telling you what it means, and once that starts to fade, you're like, it's kind of annoying. You know, it was a really good sell and it's interesting, but it doesn't got legs.
Yeah.
And this is what this is. Like, you know, this whole album, their albums are varied and there's lots of different things going on. It's sonically interesting, if I remember correctly. But man, when you're done, you're fucking done.
Right.
You don't need to hear them again for a long time if you're me. So that's where I'm at. Or that's where I'm at now. Or.
Fair enough.
That's it.
I think we can agree on that. That sums it about
can
up.
We agree that they also, everybody needs to get on the internet? I know, and they don't need to get on the internet. They need to tell their friends. That's what they need to do.
Tell your friends.
The rest of it's about bonus. Internet, following us, likes, subscribes, all that stuff. But mostly just like if you enjoy us, try to get other people to enjoy us.
You know, my favorite thing to do is to just, you got a long car ride coming up, you're going to the beach with your family, pop us on.
Yeah.
Pop us on.
Right.
You know, just or your friend. How about your friend? How about your close friend who won't banish you no matter what?
Right. Enable the Bluetooth on your phone and then just hook it into their car stereo.
Yep.
And then just act like you don't know what's going on.
Right. Oh, what?
It must be must be fucking broken.
And it'll be us
we
talking.
We might as well listen to it.
We might as well.
It'll be perfect.
Who knows where the voices are coming from? But they're Craig and Spenny.
Yeah, it's wonderful for you and for them.
Yeah.
It's just sharing that sunshine.
That's what we're all about.
That's what we do.
All right, well, you guys continue to share the sunshine out there.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. God, I hate those people.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.